Mid-State Technical College, President Sue Buchak. First of all, there's a proposal at the state level. I'm not sure who authored it, but someone would like to take a funding mechanism and maybe some of the programming decisions for the technical college system at the state level instead of having the local campuses and their boards make these decisions. I'm betting that's a disturbing idea to you and other technical college presidents and advisors.
It is. What we found is our current model of governance right now is based up of a nine-person board that is appointed through a very public and juried process that in our case, it is county board supervisors who appoint our board members. And our plan of representation for our technical college board is designed so that the counties in our entire district are represented by either employers, employees, or members at large. And they are selected with that local plan of representation because they're connected to the communities we serve and to the employers and businesses in those communities. I think our local governance works really well. It connects our college and our board, who set the vision and the direction at a strategic level, that it's linked and tied, solely focused on local needs and local industry.
One of the things the technical college system is well known for is working closely with the businesses and industries to create the programs that they need. And you can do that locally now with the existing setup. If this changes to a state system, wouldn't that pretty much put the brakes on such a good relationship?
I think that changing to a state system certainly has the potential, and I think it's fraught with barriers that would reduce our college's ability to be flexible and responsive to local needs. So if you want to start a new program to support the needs of businesses in our district, my understanding is that when one legislator was asked, well, so how would that happen? Well, that would happen, the legislator responded that in this new system it would happen because then, well, the president could then go to Madison and make their case for the new program. Right now, we have a vetted process for program approval, but it's steeped in a local focus and local needs. We do have our system as a state board that also approves that process, but you would be cutting out that whole local emphasis, which I think really jeopardizes the effectiveness of what we do.
You just touched on something that a business person told me last week. If we have to go to the state to ask permission to start a program to fill a need we have right now, he said, we could be outnumbered by the Milwaukees and the Madisons of the world and never get what we need in Wausau or Medford or Green Bay or Stevens Point. That's a serious risk, isn't it?
It is a serious risk. And all too often you hear people as they talk about the political influence of those larger communities with an urban base and, you know, larger numbers of dollars and budgets or people and populations. The system we have now, I see, is a great equalizer, that most of our district is smaller, rural communities with very important needs. And as a higher education system and as Mid-State Technical College in those smaller communities, we are a vital lifeline to businesses looking for a skilled workforce, for students that want to get the skills to get a good job. And if they're going to now focus us on the needs of a broader scope, what happens to the local needs and the local drivers? I think that they get left out.
It could be a situation where you need a new program. If you can develop it locally under the existing model in less than a year, but changing to this system might take 3-4 years, you might miss the market.
Right. And that is, you know, as we talk about flexibility, the responsiveness, I think, is what you're hitting at. And it's right on the mark. The concerns I have for our college and for the people that we support in our district is, can we be as flexible? Will we be able to focus on local needs if we're governed by the state? I would think they'd be telling us to be focusing on state needs rather than local needs. And then with that, responsiveness and timeliness is, you know, what you're hitting at. I think it becomes a greater bureaucracy with a lot of unnecessary barriers put in our way.
One of the things we've seen over the years is a lot of businesses and industries are very much in favor of reducing tax burdens, reducing the types of things that prevent growth and prevent expansion of business. But yet, these are the people who are coming to bat for the technical college system right now saying, no, don't change it. It's working.
Right. Well, and for Mid-State Technical College, for every dollar that's spent, every property tax dollar that's levied, prior to the recent change, we were 6 cents on every dollar. Now there's been a new change, and there's kind of a, I'm just going to call it a tax swap, so that the technical colleges have been, to a large part, pulled off of the property tax and are now going to be funded through the state with the projected surplus in the budget. So where we were 6 cents on every dollar, that will now, in this new system, be cut in half. So we're now going to be 3 cents, and that starts in July 1. So 3 cents of every property tax dollar will go to Mid-State Technical College. So we're not a burden, and I think if you look at that and you look at what is the return on that investment, that it's significant. And the caution about jumping on the bandwagon to say technical college is totally off the local tax roll is to say, well, at what cost? You know, so, okay, people will save 3 cents on every property tax dollar that would not go to Mid-State Technical College. But if we don't have that local focus, if we're not doing the paramedics, if we're not doing the criminal justice or law enforcement program or the nurses or, you know, designing those programs and expanding them to meet local needs, but the state says they want different programs that focus on their needs, that's a lot that residents are going to lose for 3 cents on a property tax dollar.
Are you encouraging the business groups to get the letter writing campaign going, or are you in a position to sit back and just see what happens?
No, if I'm asked, I absolutely do recommend that our employers in the area write a letter that they choose the words, but if they believe that they have benefited or that our communities are benefiting now from the impact of Wisconsin's technical colleges, now is the time to write the letter and to talk about the benefits they see and to ask their legislators to not take the technical colleges off the property tax and not to to keep local funding and to keep that local governance model that we have that's working.
Anything you want to add on that topic today?
I would. I think we've pretty much covered everything. I really am not in support of the idea. I think that we have a lot of checks and balances with the technical college system. I'm not quite sure what's broke that's trying to be fixed in terms of Mid-State Technical College in central Wisconsin. We've got strong support and some proven outcomes that make a difference.